time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick back for another week. It is February 16th, the time this show comes out, correct? Yes. Man, okay. We're getting down to it, Nick, and we're getting the tournament action already with when you start with wrestling. They're in the tourney. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Postseason has started.
Yep.
Unbelievable. We've got the states next week. Track's probably going to be in the middle of this week. By Thursday, I don't think all of them will be done. I think it goes through the weekend, but they'll be started by the time the show airs.
We got some team results to go over too. So nice. We got the North, South, and all that. And in Division One North, this is where things get crazy. You don't know who's where in wrestling, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all of a sudden, Shawsheen's in Division One North. Okay. Guess what they are? Number two. They finished second to St. John's Prep in the Division One North. Central Catholic finished third, Chelmsford fourth, Methuen fifth, Haverhill sixth, Lowell seventh, Andover eighth, and then Lawrence 12th. So it was the Merrimack Valley show in that one,
yeah,
for
basically.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Two through eight, and seven of those are actually MVC teams. I'm not sure how they split up the conferences in wrestling, but that's a day. Have a day, right?
No, big time.
Yeah. And moving along to Division two North, we want to look at next, and you got North Andover, the champs, right? 231 beating another Merrimack Valley area school, Whittier, at 192. And I think, did you have a call up in front of you, Nick, some North Andover highlights there by any chance?
Yes, they rolled to that win. They had a bunch of victories. Kyle Roten at 126, Colby Carbone at 195, Gabe Spanks at 220, both with wins. And we also had Yusuf, I apologize if I pronounce his name wrong, Zoawi at 152, and heavyweight Frank Govea also earned a second place finish. So, wow, three wins, two second place finishes. You can see why North Andover had a ton of points racked up there.
Yeah. And I think the Desmaris kid from Tingsboro, Drake, it possibly, I think, did well, and his team finished fifth in the Division Two North. Tingsboro, Drake, co-op. Greater Lowell was right behind them, tied with Bill Ricca at six. And then Greater Lawrence at 10. Basically a who's who, Nick, of the Merrimack Valley. Yeah. This is what we talk about. Oh, it's a great wrestling area. It's a great basketball.
Sports.
Yeah. It's wrestling and basketball. You know, that's what we're learning. And those are they're showing in the postseason now, right?
Big time.
You got rankings that they're in top 10, top 20 all over the place for basketball and then wrestling. They're showing what they can do on a tournament level. Going back to Division Two, I pretty much think we covered most of it, but the Division Three is the final one in the North, and we're looking for another winner out of the Merrimack Valley. We got it. Tewksbury wins it in Division Three, so almost a sweep, except for St. John's Prep ruined everything in Division One.
They had to settle for seven of the top eight instead.
Yeah, I bet you they have, bet you the Prep has Merrimack Valley area kids on it.
I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tewksbury with 260 points. Maybe we'll get, and we had their coach on, right? Tewksbury wrestling coach a week back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about their success. They've been doing amazing things, historical things. And here they are showing it in the North. Outside of Tewksbury, Merrimack Valley wise, that's it. We got you covered. So yeah, your boys Gloucester were in there 129 at sixth overall.
Yeah, they finished sixth place. Yeah. Had a couple wins.
Awesome. Okay, so that pretty much wraps things up for the opening segment here. We wanted to get wrestling covered. We know it's a huge sport in the area, and there you go. Let's take a break, Nick, because we're going to have not one, not two, not three, not four, four guests on. Drakett girls basketball captains, MVC champions. Once again, big win over Bill Ricker. They're going to tell us all about it, and then some after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro and Cougar, opening up with our one guest segment, but we're going to have four of them. It's the Drake It Girls Basketball Captains coming off their second straight Merrimack Valley Conference 2 championship with a huge win over Bill Ricker, right, girls, the other night?
Yes.
Yes, huge, huge. So congrats on getting it done. Let's just go around the room. We'll start with Emma Felker. Emma, why don't you introduce yourself? And Nick, I'll take this first one and just tell us your role on the team.
So I'm Emma. I've been on varsity for my 4 years of high school. I got the opportunity to be a captain this year, which is, it's actually a really great role. I've been looking forward to it since I was a freshman. But I am a forward shooting guard. So I like to play inside. I like to play outside. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you. How about Brody Gannon? What's going on with you in your world?
So I'm Brody, same with Emma. I've been on the team varsity for 4 years of high school. I'm a shooting guard and yeah, that's really it.
Sweet. All right. Ashley Talbot up next.
I'm Ashley. I'm the point guard for the Drake It team and occasionally a shooting guard when we need it.
There you go. A lot of shooters on the call today. And finally, Mackenzie Murphy, right?
Yeah, I've also been on varsity for 4 years. I play inside and out, mostly guard and forward. So, yeah.
Sweet. All right, Nick, you're up next with the next line of questions for the foursome here.
Absolutely. Nice. I guess we'll start with, right back at the top with Emma. Emma, obviously you guys just had that big clinch and win. Take us to us, some other highlights from your season. Any, big moments, big wins that stand out?
We've had a couple of good wins. I think some of the biggest moments haven't necessarily been wins, but it's been our coaches gave us a really challenging schedule this year because it's really good for our power rankings. And even though some of the outcomes of the games, like the Bridgewater-Raynham game, and even the Cathedral game that we just had, even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted, it really showed that our team knows how to fight through adversity and work together, because in those two games, we were down 20 plus at one point, and we cut both games to a really close score. The Cathedral game, we only ended up losing by 12, and the Bridgewater Random one, we only lost by 6. But it really showed as a team that we can like work together no matter what, how the game's going. We're all supportive. We have a great bench of, we have a lot of younger girls, but those games have really showed us that we know how to fight through the adversity and work together as a team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll go back over to Brody. I mean, yeah, I'm looking at your power rating. I mean, an opponent rating of 8.5. I mean, that's one of the larger ones in all the division. I mean, how does that help you guys kind of, you know, this time of year?
Well, I definitely think with like our harder and more like difficult schedule that we are definitely more like playoff ready, more tournament ready. We like before the season started, our coach told us that he would really step up our competition for the season. And it was definitely nerve-wracking at first because we would be going against these big teams like Cathedral, they're a big city team. And, you know, we're just like a small town, Drake it. So we were definitely nervous going into it. But I definitely think that, and like all of us think that just like by playing these harder games, we're starting to get more comfortable. And once playoffs start, we won't be as nervous going into them as other teams might be.
Absolutely. Over to Ashley. Ashley, what do you guys have coming up? Any big ones still on the dock? And I know you guys clinched the conference, but a few more games till the postseason.
Yeah, so we have Tewksbury coming up. We'll end up, we play them tomorrow, and then we'll play them home like in a week. Next Thursday. And I think that might like that would be a good win. It's they're always a big competition for us, no matter what. Like we always battle with them. So I think winning that, it's just going to be like a good win for us anyways. That's really it. We don't have many games. And then we got a tournament at St. Mary's and we'll play Newburyport, which will be a good game.
Okay. They're also ranked in the top 10 in your division, right?
Yeah.
At the power rankings. Absolutely. Over to Mackenzie. Mackenzie, any big rival? Who's that team on your schedule that, you know, you guys really get up for a little extra from the rest?
Like Ashley said, Tewksbury has definitely always been a challenge for us. Mm-hmm. And as a team, we just always have gone through such tough games with them. But this year, I feel like we're definitely more prepared than we have been before with playing all these other very challenging teams. And I think just the mindset that our coaches have been giving us is having us want to beat them even more because it could mean so much more.
Cool. Here at the Merrimack Valley Champions Division II, winning it again for the second straight year, Drake It Girls Basketball with the captains. Emma Felker, I continue to talk about that Merrimack Valley Conference because, I mean, my goodness, you got, I think like five, well, last time I checked, 5 in the top 25 for Division I. You know, you and Bill Rick are doing your thing in Division II, top 20, 25. I mean, let's ask a more pointed question. Who's the best competition you played in the Merrimack Valley? Like, hands down, like, wow, these girls are good.
Probably Andover. They have it all. They got the height. They have the handles. They have the shooters. They have a very well-rounded team. They know how to bury teams. They play the game very well. They present themselves very well. They never show any fear. They play the game how it should be played. And that playing Andover, no matter what time of year it is, it's always a great challenge for us. They are a very good basketball team. And at the end of the day, win or lose, they make us better as a team. And I think that's all you can really ask for at the end of the day.
And I'm assuming it was a loss because they've beaten everybody this year. Have they lost yet? I haven't checked.
I don't think so. I think they're still undefeated.
My goodness. Well, Brody, you know, tell me about those moments being in those games where the pressure is so high. Andover's like all over you guys, pressing, whatever. You know, what's the feeling like being in that? It must be nerve wracking sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely is. I actually, and it's probably a common like opinion, I think those games are the most fun because you're just like, you're fighting. Like, it's like, you both want to win, obviously, but you're both like competing and you're both fighting for the same thing. You both want to win. And I think like it's obviously nerve-wracking at times, but like your adrenaline, it's just it's such a good feeling. And it's like, it's, you kind of feel like you're on top of the world. Like after you win that game and after you, like, you clinch that win, they're just, it's kind of like indescribable moments, I'll say. Like you really just like, you couldn't be any happier.
Yeah. And speaking of those great moments, Ashley, did I have you for 30? Did you drop 32 against Bill Ricca?
Yeah.
Insane. Where, you know, leading scorer, where are you getting most of your points from, you know, on the team? Where are you finding the most success? Is it like transition game, half court setup, three pointers?
I feel like it depends on the game. Like in the, against Bill Ricca, I was probably from attacking. I had a lot of layups, and then I also went to the free throw line a lot. I think I was 12 for 12. So I got like half of my points almost from that. And it honestly depends on the games. Depends on how they're covering us. And if they're in a zone, we shoot more. And if they're man, I can attack. And that.
Kind of like mix it up depending on what defense they're throwing at you.
Yeah, depends on who we're playing.
Yeah. They ever do a box and one on you?
Like all the time.
Pretty much every game.
It's like we put everyone in a box and then one girl follows Ashley around everywhere she goes. That kind of thing. Yeah. That's what the box and one is, right?
It's been hard though, because especially like we've learned over the years that we need to, when Ashley gets space guarded, we need more than just Ashley. So it's great. Lamise, she can handle the ball really well. So it's really hard for teams to just cover Ashley and try to pack it in the paint, because we have girls that can knock it down. We have girls that can drive and aren't scared of driving. So even when teams do the box and one, we still have other options to go to, which they don't fail us often.
Yeah. And case in point, at Emma Felker 3 had 13 points I saw in that game against Bill Ricca, right?
Yeah.
Mackenzie, what's your take on playing those teams like Andover and everything, and what you gain out of it?
I think like definitely something that our team has benefited from is playing teams like Andover and big power schools like that. When other teams usually get down, they try and like go at each other as a team. And I feel like our team has just built the bond where we just try and lift each other back up. And playing those tough competitions and having like everyone be involved helps us get better and helps us prepare for bigger games that are up to come.
For sure. Emma, kind of take us, you know, to your role as captains, kind of any, you know, kind of team rituals you guys have before games, anything that you four do to, you know, get the rest of the team pumped.
So I think this year is definitely, I think, different from most captains, because through the years we have had some younger girls on the team, but this year we don't have a lot of older girls. We have six seniors, a few juniors, and we have a lot of sophomores and freshmen on our team. So I think it's more of like the role as the captain this year has been like to show the girls, like, this is high school sports is a little more serious than like what we do in middle school when we played travel. But mostly it's just like, we love creating the family environment. We are really close. Our team is really, really close.
Even with the eighth graders
that play on the JV team, like, we are all a very family oriented team. I think our main goal this year as captains was to take everybody under our wings. And make everybody feel equal, because we don't want the environment where it's like, these are the seniors, all the underclassmen are here. Like, we all want to be treated as equals, which we truly, I think I can speak for all of us that we believe that's the case. But before games, we go into our classroom, before our coaches come in, we talk about the game. We kind of all get each other hyped up for the game, and just get everybody ready to go. But I think our main goal this year was to create a family environment. And I think that's what we really did achieve, because this team, I think out of all 4 years of our high school careers, this has been the year that our team has been the closest this ever has been.
Sure. For sure. So I'll take another, trip around the horn, I guess, starting with Brody, take us to the classroom. What have you been up to, school wise, and any plans for after, you finish up your senior year?
So I actually just recently committed to UMass Dartmouth, so nice. I'm going to be going there. I'm lucky enough to play basketball there, too.
For the Corsairs?
Yes, for the Corsairs.
Gotcha.
I'm really excited. It's such a great program, and I was talking to a couple schools, and it was such like an overwhelming decision that I had to make. Like, I never thought I'd be in that position where I had, multiple options where I could choose from, and just like going through the whole process, it was definitely stressful at times and overwhelming, But when it came to UMass Dartmouth, I knew like as soon as I got there, and when I got back in the car with my mom and we left, I definitely knew that was the school for me. So I'm extremely excited to go play for them. They have such an amazing coach, an amazing program. And I think I'm probably going to change my major again, but I think I might do business. I'm not really sure yet, but yeah.
Plenty of time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Ashley, same question over to you.
So I'm going to St. Michael's in Vermont. And I think as of right now, I'm really looking to study occupational therapy and possibly special education. And I work with those kids a lot here at Drakeit. So I'm hoping to do that in the future as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mackenzie?
I also committed right before our season started. I'm going to Hartwick College in Oneonta, New York. And I think like the biggest factor for me there was how Emma said how much of a team we've built here. I saw a resemblance of how close they were as a team there. And it definitely made me feel like home when I went there, which is definitely something I wanted when I was going 4 hours away from where I live. And I'm going to be going to school to become a pediatric nurse practitioner.
That's awesome. Oneonta, that's like, yeah, like you said, 4 hours west, you go to Mass Pike and then like 88, right? Do you remember the route? Yeah. That's like
88 or 8. Yeah. I think
a heck of a Wendy's over there, I'll tell you. right off one of the exits. Well, and I say that because my wife lives in Elmira, New York, which is like another 2 hours west. You know, keep going past Oneonta. So, and Emma, don't want to leave you out for the future question too. What's up next?
So right before our season started, I committed to Colby Sawyer College. So I'm not too far away. I'm only in New Hampshire. But I'm thinking of studying either physical therapy or occupational therapy. I like Ashley, I work with the special ed students here at school, and I really found a love and passion for it. And I also want to do health. So I haven't really decided yet, but like you said, we have plenty of time to figure it out, but I'm fortunate enough to be able to play basketball at the next level. So that's the plan for now.
Awesome. Well, but before girls, everything goes down there in the future. You got a big, season to fulfill here. And hey, you know what? Let's do this. How about Andover goes D1 champs, Drakeit goes D2 champs? What do you think?
Sounds good.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Drakeit girls basketball, the champs once again of the Merrimack Valley Division II Conference. Looking forward to big things in the postseason. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, cool. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to catch up with the Lowell Suns sports reporter, Chris Hurley, after the break.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too, and make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. here closing out the show this week, our weekly show, with repeat guest, Lowell Sun sports reporter Chris Hurley. Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
How's it going, guys? Glad to be back.
Absolutely glad to have you back. Busy time. It's mid-February, and things are going crazy. We got, you know, the regular season heating up, some tournament actions going on. I know wrestling is huge in your area. There was just a wrestling sectionals this week. Did you happen to cover that?
Yeah, I was up there. The D1 North sectionals up in Methuen.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, yeah. What went down from your perspective?
Well, I was there really specifically to cover three schools. That was Lowell, that was Shawsheen, and that was Chelmsford. And all three did fairly well. St. John's Prep took the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, you had Shawsheen, you had the Tidsley brothers still doing damage in the finals. The Terror Twins, so to speak. they continued their run. They won their sectional. I think there was a third sectional as well. Braden Carboni, he also won the sectional for Shawsheen. They finished second. They were a strong second.
Yeah.
I think they had another finalist who just missed. And with the other two, you had Thomas Brown, who's the big Chelmsford kid.
Yes.
Yeah, the big sophomore. He won his championship again, so he'll be going up. And it was always an adventure up there.
Yeah, Chris, playing off that, Shawsheen, we talked about that in the opening segment of the show. We talked about the wrestling results a little bit, just from a team point of view. So thank you for giving us the individuals. That's great.
Yeah.
The Shawsheen, the first thing I noticed is, you know, they're usually in the lower divisions, you know, in the other sports.
Yeah.
But Division One, I guess, doesn't matter, right? I guess.
No, I don't think so. I'm not exactly sure. But, okay. But I think so. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mentioned Tildesley, Chris. Is that one of them, the quarterback from the football team there?
I believe so. There's Sid, there's Sydney, and there's James.
I think Sydney was the quarterback. Yeah, I saw him play last year. He was one of the better players I'd seen last season.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they've been kind of just plowing their way through since not even freshman year. Since I think they're both the eighth graders, I believe. Before I even joined staff, they were still doing it. So
was it a colleague that was covering Tewksbury? I would imagine, because they won too, right? Their division, Division Three.
Yep. Tewksbury. Yep. We had somebody down there for that one.
It was different venue. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one was up in Methuen.
Okay. Yeah, Chris, I mean, you know, so wrestling is obviously hot right now. They get the sectionals and they'll have the regional states and all that. And outside of that, though, I noticed, like, you know, some of your coverage area up the Lowell Sun is pretty cool because it goes outside the high school arena. You know, particularly, what are some of the exciting things happening outside the high school arena in the winter season? I think boxing's a pretty big one too, right?
Yeah, every Thursday I'm covering the Golden Gloves. It's a 9-week, I like to call it a boxing extravaganza. And right now, I believe we're entering week six, I believe, right now.
Wow.
And on this Thursday. So it's starting to get, the cream of the crop is starting to rise. You're starting to get a couple of repeat boxers coming in to defend their novice and their novice division titles, just heading into the finals up there. And I covered it last year. Last year they had Mike Tyson. This year they decided to up the stakes. They're bringing in Buster Douglas. I mean, who better to top Mike Tyson than the guy that knocked him out? As Bob Russo was telling me, and I was like, yeah, that's the perfect lead. So he'll be there for that one. And couple of those events. I've also been doing a lot of UML men's basketball, and they've really been tearing it up. They have the deepest team in recent memory, and they're unbeatable at home. So whether they're playing at the Costello or they're playing at Songus Arena, it's winning basketball. And they're starting to actually create a crowd. Beginning of the year, there wasn't that much of a crowd. Now they're starting to draw them in, which is always nice. And you know, and occasionally, I'll do the Lowell hockey on occasion. I know Barry Scanlon, our top college hockey guy, he's usually on the ball there. I'll pick up the rare college hockey one on occasion. And yeah, much. Been good.
Yeah, that's so UMass Lowell basketball. That's great that they're doing that well. And you know, you got the Saugus Arena, it's rocking like that. I mean, that environment must be great. Are there any locals on the roster? You know, some kids you might pull aside and do like sidebars on, like Lowell kids or anything like that?
For the Lowell hockey, for the Lowell hoop team, I don't think so. I think that they're from all over. I know I did a feature on one of their centers who was from Africa, and he came over. I believe he might have been Ghana, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he came over, and a lot of these guys too, they played a couple of years at other colleges and they transferred over to UML and kind of just created a college hoop power right now.
Yeah, Division II?
I believe so.
Yeah, because so the hockey's one. We know that, right? Like they play in the... Okay.
Oh, actually, wait a sec. No, the Division I, they moved up.
Oh, Lowell in basketball too. Okay.
Yeah, this was the big thing. They moved up. I'm sorry.
Oh, so they possibly have a chance to like get like a, you know, like a 15, 16 seed in March Madness?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And the way they're playing, I wouldn't put it past them.
Wow. That's so they win the conference they're in, right?
Yeah.
Is that coming up soon?
Is it American East? Is it America East Conference?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got them and you got what UMBC. And you know, whenever I see UMBC, I always think of that year when the
they beat the one seed.
Yeah. And that actually in my old office had a pool one time and I actually picked them to win that year. And I remember I mentioned, I emailed it to one of the other guys who went to the other schools. Yeah, there's no way in hell that will happen. And I remember going to a club concert. Who the hell was I seeing that? I think I might have seen might have been LA Guns or something like that. And I'm at the club and I'm watching that as the game's progressing and I'm freaking out because they're winning. And nobody around me knows why I'm all excited. Yeah.
Who'd they be? Virginia? I think because I know Virginia lost as a number one seed. Then they won the national title the next year.
Yeah. I'd have to look that up.
I love those seeds that do damage, and then they eventually, you know, eventually they meet their match, right? They eventually somehow run out of gas every single time. Not one of those Cinderellas has won the whole thing, right? I can't remember. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a good stat to see, like, who's the lowest seed to ever win the March Madness, you know?
Yeah, it was Villanova, right? Wasn't it Villanova?
I don't know.
Yeah, they beat Georgetown?
Huh. Were they, like, 11 or something like that?
I think they were, like, a 9 or an 8. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember it was funny, too, because I think the year before, I went to a UML hockey game as a fan, and one of my coworkers went with, and we were looking up the banners, and I just saw UMBC, and I see a dog on the banner. I'm like, what is you? And I didn't even know what college it was. I looked up, and it was the UMBC Retrievers. And I'm always associated with dogs. I've had 4 or 5 dogs. And I used to joke with my friend. I'm like, yeah, it's the UMBC, the University of my buddy Chris.
Yeah.
That's why I adopted him.
That's how you remember the name.
Yeah. And so when that bracket came up, I'm like, oh, I got to pick them, of course. And then, you know, and I just remember getting a lot of heat about it because there was no way they were going to win.
Yeah, so yeah.
I looked like a genius when that happened.
Yeah. Chris Early, the Low Suns here, sports reporter. And Chris, I remember... you know, we had a conversation before you came on with the Drake It girls basketball team. They're doing really well. Mm-hmm. They won the MVC 2 by beating Billerica. So two areas and two teams in your area, correct?
Yeah.
So that was a big night for your area. And so we think Drake It and Billerica in Division 2 could make some noise. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Chelmsford in girls basketball, right? They could possibly make some noise in D1, is it? They're up there, and then Tewksbury boys hockey. So, you know, they're way up there in Division II for rankings and everything. So, is there a contender you think that's going to carry you? You know, some coverage and get some headlines in March. You think?
Oh, the Tewksbury boys hockey kind of grabs you right up front. I mean, it's like a repeat performance. It's eerie. They were what 20 22-2 last year. Mm-hmm. And I remember I did a feature on Nick DiCiaccio, the defenseman. And at the time there, they were 11-1-1. So it was almost like an identical record heading in and everything. So they kind of look stacked. I would say that at the very least, but they'll be one of the teams. And that will all carry through the lean months.
Yeah. I know. Nick knows those lean months well.
Yeah, big time. They're on the horizon.
You like root for one of the teams and you're like, come on, pull through, give us something to write about, you know.
Yeah.
But your area is so big, Chris. I mean, you know, something always comes up.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's high school, college, obviously, and then and then outside the arena there. You get the Songers Center and, you know, good things are happening there. I think what was the news we reported, Nick? Something about the Songers Arena. Someone took different ownership, right? What was that? The city owns it now, or is that was it the baseball field? I'm getting confused.
The baseball field, the UML owns the baseball field right now.
Oh, the one, the low spinners one.
Yep.
That's what it, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
Because Major League Baseball, what's the term? They contracted. they eliminated a whole. They eliminated a handful of teams, and Lowell was one of the teams that they contracted on.
Yeah. A big loss for that city, you know?
Yeah. And I guess I think there was some talking, if they were to make a deal to kind of go back there, it's, you know, there's some kind of big money deal with, well, then they'd have to put X amount in for renovations and whatnot. And so I don't know what the status is of that is right now.
Yeah. All right. Chris Hurley, Lowell's son. I think we got it covered. College, what's going on outside the high school arena, and then your big bets on Tewksbury boys hockey. So we'll be following all of the action and see what we can report on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Through, we'll just copy whatever you say in the Lowell's son, pretty much. That's our MO. Look for Hurley's.
And I'll be ringside every Thursday, so if anybody wants to stop by, that's where I'll be.
Yeah, and that coverage goes in the Friday Lowell's son?
Yep.
Sweet. All right. Cool. Chris Hurley, thanks for joining us again. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one, bud.
Yep.
All right. Chris Hurley, Lowell's son in the books, Nick, and we're just finishing up here. Couple minutes to go. I think that couple minutes to go line was more a radio line. We don't have to say that anymore. Exactly. we can go another 25 minutes if we wanted right now.
Then it definitely meant a couple minutes to go. You were out.
Yes. All right, cool. But we will wrap things up. Thanks, Chris. Thanks to our other guest, Drake Girls Basketball. Stay with us for more Merrimack Valley coverage every week, msonewsports.com. Have a good one, everybody.